Level by Law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. What is that noise on your end, Rob Regish? Oh, that's better. What'd you just do?
I got back on Skype to tell you I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, you can hear me now.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish to perform the Blueprint Power Hour. During the second hour, we're going to be joined, by Dr. Marwan El Ghosh to talk about body fat distribution in individuals who have experienced anorexia nervosa. It's going to be an interesting discussion because it's interesting about how fat finds its home based on different things that affect us. So it'll be a promising discussion. How you doing, Rob?
Doing fantastic. Really excited about what I've got going on over on Coach Rob Regish.
What do you got going on?
Well, effective immediately and through November 30th, I am running a special that rarely, if ever, happens. And the special is this. When you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, you're going to get over $200 worth of free bonuses, including Blueprint 2.0, the one that started it all, 3.0, inclusive of auto calculators for all six loading patterns we use. You just input your one rep max, hit enter, and presto, it spits out every weight, rep, and set to use. You're also going to get the supplement secrets document, training tracker that keeps track of everything, etc. The Blueprint Meteoric, the absolute best and fastest way to recomp. You'll also get the two most downloaded special reports I offer, the Fast Fat Loss Stack and Building the Perfect Over-the-Counter Anabolic. Bulking or cutting, I've got you covered.
Every
30 days, you get fresh new ideas and intense motivation. The Blueprint Bulletin is delivered right to your inbox. And if all that wasn't enough, you get the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a single workout, instant download. That includes the Majestic 7 intra-workout drink, which was custom made for the loading involved.
You know, a lot of people, when I did the test of that protocol, a lot of people said it's temporary, it's inflammation, but it wasn't temporary. It wasn't inflammation. My arms remained. The gains that I got during that single session remained. They didn't go away. In fact, I've built on them since then.
And how much you've put on?
I put on 3/4 of an inch. Remember, I didn't do the whole 6 hours. I mean, it was supposed to be like 6 hours in the gym, remember?
Yep.
And I didn't rest the intervals that you had requested. Cause I was in a hurry, cause that's how I am. You know, I was like, I have the energy, but I did do the intra workout meals you requested.
Yeah. Well, that's the Majestic 7. And you know what? 3/4 of an inch that sticks around for what, a year now?
Over.
It's a pretty good bargain. Here's the bottom line. If you've ever wondered what this Blueprint thing is all about, if you find the testimonials too good to be true, get on board the Gainesville Express and see for yourself. Because just like those unsolicited testimonials, you too will be blown away, not only at what you learn, but how fast your size, strength, and cuts manifest. CoachRobRegish.com for discount tickets on the bullet train to Gainesville.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So let me tell you my story, why I can't echo that I feel wonderful today too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
remember,
no, I wish it was that simple. Remember last week I took off Thursday and Friday to go north to Dr. Todd McDougall's facility to get the adjustment because he works with strong men. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, he adjusted me And the next morning, and you know, you're supposed to feel sore after a chiropractic intervention quite often.
Right.
But the next morning I had this searing pain from the middle of my right trap. It went east across the back of my shoulder, down the back of my arm, my tricep, my elbow, all the way into my forearm, and then crossed over into the top of my hand.
Wow.
And, you know, he took x-rays of my spine, and he told me that my spine is a mess, and that when I and he was kind enough to text me the day after that. I drove home on a Friday after being adjusted. So he texted me on Saturday. He said, "Are you sore?" And I said, "I'm not so much sore as much as I have this searing pain that I just explained."
Yeah.
And so he said, "Well, your spine is a mess." And, you know, I guess part of me thought, yeah, he's probably right. And part of me thought, wait a minute, my spine is a mess, but let's just look at this from a forensic standpoint. Thursday, I didn't have this pain before the adjustment. On Friday after the adjustment, I have this pain. So was it my spine that caused this, or was it the adjustment? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, first thing that came to my mind was, if your spine was a mess or is a mess, why didn't he address that there?
Well, he did. And in his defense, and I'm not angry with the guy at all. In his defense, you know, he said, "Look, you come up here for one adjustment. You need multiple adjustments and blah blah blah." And I mean, he was very frank about that up front. But I went to see a good friend of mine who is a power lifter and a chiropractor yesterday, Dr. Randy Wheeler. And I brought with me the x-rays that Dr. McDougal took of me upon my visit there. And he said, "I see what the problem is." And he pointed at C6 and C7 of my cervical spine. Yep. The disc there, that's a transition point. He said, anytime you have a transition in the spine, it goes from this direction to that direction. He said, those discs tend to become thin faster. And coming out of C7 is something called the brachial plexus nerve bundle. And as, I'm sorry, the brachialis plexus nerve bundle. And as this, the term sounds, radial brachialis, you know, the brachialis of the arm. And he's right. Traced it and he goes, "Look at this nerve. It starts right here at the base of your neck, which would be considered your traps. And look where it goes. And damn, if the nerve path isn't exactly where I have the pain." He said, what happened was, the way he adjusted my neck was he had me lay face down on a table and turn my head to the left and to the right. And
yeah.
Randy said, "That's a mistake with somebody like you." He said,
Face down?
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I've never heard of that.
I know. And well, Randy said, anytime you adjust the neck, you usually do it in the seated position and you only adjust it forward and backwards. You don't adjust it left and right because the natural motion of the neck is, it's flexible forward and backwards. It's not as flexible left and right. And he said what the mistake was he made me turn my head to the right and he popped it. You know, there is some minor arthritis in between those vertebrae. And
yeah.
Basically, and plus there's some spurs there as well. And he said basically he made you turn your head and then adjusted your neck and he basically hit that nerve. He whatever you want to call it, injured it.
Yeah.
I called it an injury, you know, but man, so I have not slept a full night since Friday of last week. I wake up multiple times every night. My arm is hurting me. My neck is, I can't find the position. I've actually moved out of the bedroom not to disturb Elisa. You know, so what do I do? For those of you who are watching my Facebook activity, you're going, "Oh my God, Carl's up at 1:30 in the morning." Not by choice. Not by choice.
Right.
I wake up and I try to go back to sleep, but I am just sheer in misery. I'm in misery.
Well, here's my two CCs. To steal a line from you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I used to always hear, you need multiple adjustments. And I thought that was all BS. I thought that was just a way to make more money for chiros. Well, I've been going twice a week, Monday and Friday, to my chiro. And it has made all the difference. Not only do I have no pain, you know, for weeks, it's going on months now. There will always be some general weakness there just because of 20 years of powerlifting. I got to tell you, twice a week has been doing me right, so I wouldn't give up on it just
well,
yet.
Well, I'm gonna work with Dr. Wheeler moving forward. He gave me he did some things. He did not adjust my neck yesterday. He did some other myofascial stuff, and he said, you know, there's no need to adjust your neck at this point in time. It'll just re-injure, and I'm going to see him again today. And he just used a cold laser on my neck, and it really did give me relief for about 6 hours, and then the pain started coming back. He's going to do that again today. But the bottom line is, sometimes if you feel good and you're doing well and nothing's wrong, don't fix it. that's the bottom line.
Frankly, I'm shocked at how strong you are with a spine like that.
Oh, I'm going to put my x-rays up in a blog this week sometime. You will not believe what my thoracic spine looks like. You will not believe it. And the end of my spine is fused and tilted one way. And actually, Dr. William Seeds, who I trust his opinion implicitly, he said, Carl, he goes, golfers have worse spines than you, number one. And number two, he goes, basically, your spine has bulletproofed itself in the lower portion from all of the heavy squatting and deadlifting you've done. He goes, you can't hurt your lower back anymore because everything's all fused together.
Oh, God.
So, there you go.
I wish I had that problem.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. So George Ibarra says, hey, Coach Rob, how are you? Question, my doctor gave me something for my cholesterol. Come to find out it's Zocor by another name. Zocor by any other name still smells as rotten. Feeling a bit depressed with anxiety through the roof, what natural supps can reestablish my brain chemistry? Why not just get off the Zocor and find a way to correct your cholesterol, like cutting carbs out and stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, first things first, I'm no fan of statins. Not only do they deplete the body of coenzyme Q10, there are studies showing they don't do a thing to increase lifespan. So they may lower your cholesterol, but there's no carryover insofar as that translating to a longer life. If you haven't already, do look into red yeast rice as a natural alternative. Now, simple diet and training modifications do the trick for many, but I'm guessing you've already addressed those. Depression and anxiety, on the other hand, are tougher to solve for, in my opinion. But exercise and diet are there again at the top of the list. Here are some suggestions. Daily weight training, whether that be, you know, heavy light or pulling a sled, maybe on your off days, or cardio for the natural endorphin release. In my mind, it is a must. You also want to check your hormone levels. Low test will cause depression and lots of it. And it's my strong feeling it contributes to anxiety too. Then consider adding the following from a supplement perspective. Zinc is a great base supplement to combat both conditions. Why? Because it allows everything else to work that much better. You want zinc aspirate, picolinate, or citrate. Primal D, 4,000 IU a day. Sunshine or lack thereof is a big deal in the form of SAD or seasonal affective disorder. Low vitamin D is the culprit, and I've noticed a big difference since using it. SAM E at 400 milligrams a day, it's been found to have the a potency similar to tricyclic antidepressants.
Really?
Yeah. Now, if SAM E is a little pricey.
How about MSM? Does MSM work the same way? Isn't MSM similar to SAM E?
Even better. TMG.
Ah, trimethylglycine, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great methylation agent. It's a lot cheaper, too. Fish oil, 3 grams a day, and St. John's wort, standardized for hypericin at 300 to 900 milligrams a day. Now, during severe episodes, you may want to consider a gram or two of Phenibut. This is for occasional use only. But it's hands down the strongest anti-anxiety compound out there. It's stronger than the prescription stuff for my money. It does a nice job also boosting dopamine. So bye bye depression. The half-life is around 10 hours, so it lasts a good long while, too. Just be careful with it. I hope that helps, George.
I wish St. John was alive today.
Yeah, well.
You know why, right?
He can get me a discount?
No, because all the girls used to make fun of his warts, and now everybody's looking to buy them and eat them. I mean, come on. Good old St. John and his warts, huh? It's they used to call him Warty John when he was a kid. Hey, look, it's Warty John. And he said, someday I'll be famous. You'll see. People will be eating my warts.
Did you just think that up?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's damn creative on the spot. On the spot.
All right, let me cough. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. We have a question from Ilya Poznak. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. You want to grow some muscle fast? It all starts at CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, Ilya Poznak says, Coach Regish, what are your thoughts on loaded stretches?
Well, these were a favorite of John Perillo, who began advocating them in his Muscle Mag International column circa the mid-90s. The basic idea is that after training a muscle group, you grab a heavy weight and hold it in a position that maximally stretches not just the muscle, but the fascia. And so to define our terms, fascia refers to the bag-like structure that holds the muscle. Perillo theorized that the more that bag could be stretched, the more room the muscle had to grow. This kind of stretching has also been shown to release localized growth factors from the muscle. That's just another bonus. Best example I can give, chest, you know, is probably flies, using heavy dumbbells, whatever's heavy for you. After you're done benching, incline benching, dipping, etc., head on over to a flat bench, grab two heavy dumbbells, and hold them at the bottom of the movement. Don't move them, just hold them there, feeling the stretch on the muscle. I think Perillo advocated 60-second holds, depending upon the muscle group involved. Now, a word of warning. For the uninitiated, this is absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
The pain is difficult to describe, but if you're doing it right, you'll be screaming around the 45-second mark. Now, those that stick with it always reported the muscles felt a lot fuller, or were a lot fuller, you know, just walking around, with some attesting to much faster growth. So if you're interested in trying this, I'd suggest picking just one or two lifts to start. It is intense, it takes practice, and it should not be taken lightly. In my opinion, it's one of the best ways to shake things up. And it's what, it's 1 minute a muscle group, all right, after you train it. The only question is this: do you have the guts? And something tells me, Ilya, you do.
I used to do them years ago. I haven't done them in a while. But what you're talking about them being excruciatingly difficult is true. So I would suggest to you to use a much lighter weight than you think you should. Like when I was doing heavy benching, I would just grab a couple 70-pound dumbbells, which really wasn't a big deal for me at that time. But when you get down into the lowest position, and you may have to pronate your wrists, because the if you're doing it right, the dumbbells themselves are going to hit your pecs. And so, and not to flare your elbows, because you don't want to flare your elbows on this one, because you'll end up with soreness in your brachials. Turn them so that your palms are facing in, so that you can really get a deep, deep, deep stretch and actually go really farther down than the dumbbells would let you if they hit your chest. And you'll start to quiver. I mean, I don't mean your arms because of the load. Your whole body will start to quake and you will be thinking to yourself, oh, I just want to drop these suckers. I'm done.
Yeah.
But just watch the clock and breathe deep and wait. And even if you just get one set of these out for 60 seconds, you don't have to do multiple sets of these, because this is not a repetition thing. Drop the weights, stand up, and you will feel like you have to gasp for air. And you'll think to yourself, how could that be? I wasn't pumping. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't repping. I was just laying there. This takes a lot of focused energy. A lot of focused energy.
A lot.
Very good. But don't overdo it. It's one of those advanced techniques that if you overdo, you'll injure yourself. Joe Nasrallah says, I'm wondering what your take is on digestive enzymes prior to your biggest meal of the day. I've been following the 16-8 intermittent fasting protocol for the last couple of years with about 90% compliance, and have read that digestive enzymes can be helpful to ensure maximal nutrient uptake and absorption when limiting calories. Just wanted your opinion to how worthwhile they are for someone who follows an IF protocol or otherwise, and if they're worthy of a spot in my sup cabinet.
Tough one to answer, and I suspect highly individual. Some people can down copious amounts of food, digest it, and be right on their way. Fortunately, I'm one of those guys. Others aren't so fortunate, suffering from gas, bloating, etc., and the situation just gets worse on your typical bodybuilding-type diet, 5 to 7 small meals a day. Do I think they're worth looking into? Absolutely. The late, great Vince Gironda was big on them, as were several other Golden Age masters. I suppose anyone that's going to down a lot more food, and especially protein, versus, you know, John Q. Public, would stand the benefit from these. The only way you'll know, though, is to experiment. Take them for 2 weeks, carefully record your digestive issues or lack thereof. More bathroom visits would be an indicator that actually that they're working, you know, as long as you don't have the runs. Because if digestion and assimilation improves, it logically follows elimination does too. With respect to your intermittent fasting diet, I think this is the least likely scenario you need them. Reason being, the body upregulates many of the processes necessary for anabolism while fasting, and that includes accelerated enzyme turnover while giving the stomach a break. When food does finally become available again, your body is very efficient at making the most of it. And finally, I can't discount food allergies causing some digestive issues. There are certain foods people are allergic to that digestive enzymes are not. They're going to have issues with. In that event, I'd recommend getting a food allergy test from the Life Extension Foundation, LEF.org. I have heard only wonderful things about that. And in one case, within a couple of weeks of this guy getting his results back and, you know, putting the new foods, eliminating the ones that were causing inflammation, he had abs for the first time in his life.
You know, this is something that's near and dear to me right now. I've developed some possible gut bacteria that is unfavorable. This happens when you age. Guys over 40 years old need to think about enzymes for a couple reasons. Not just because they help you digest your meal, but maintaining the pH of the gut towards the acidic side will keep you from developing any gut issues. I wish I would have taken more digestive enzymes, but I didn't. And now I find myself actually doing things to increase the acidity of my stomach to rid myself of some nasty little bugs that cause me problems when I eat carbohydrates. Wow. If you're going to use digestive enzymes, you should use a broad spectrum, not just a hydrochloric acid base. You need pepsin, protease, you need a variety of different things, ox bile to help digest fat. And especially if you're up above 40 years old, I would recommend looking into it. I really, really would. Again, it's not just about helping you digest that meal. It's about not having little invaders take up space in your stomach. You realize that there should be no bacteria in your stomach. It should be in your intestines. No bacteria in your stomach. The stomach should actually be completely sterile because of the hydrochloric acid in it. If you get bloated from a meal immediately upon eating it, you've got issues already developing.
Now, see, that I have. So I'm going to take my own advice and start these.
Start out, you know what? Apple cider vinegar throughout the day. Try to regulate the pH. Bitter greens. There's certain things you can start doing now. Because once you get the pH back up onto the acidic side, that bad bacteria will die. You will stop getting bloated while you're eating a meal. You won't feel full anymore.
Yeah.
You never felt good when you were a kid, right?
Pardon?
You never felt bloated, that bloated feeling like your stomach's going to explode when you were a kid, when you were young. As you age, the bacteria starts to infest your stomach.
Yeah, all that eating. I don't know. The only thing that made a noticeable difference for me was Synthogen, but frankly, I have no idea why. But I'm adding digestive enzymes. Absolutely.
I'm using them now, too, because I'm trying to reverse this problem. Because when I eat carbs, I get bloated now immediately. And that's not normal for me. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more the Blueprint Power Hour.
talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil. Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Showtime. Every time I read a question from John Braun, I think how appropriate to have him as a listener with that last name Braun, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah. It's absolutely. You're spot on. He's a great guy.
Is he?
Great guy.
How often do you do the Tabata squats? Once or twice a week, or do you do them more as you get fitter? The blueprint is brilliant, and I love getting the blueprint bulletin every month. Thanks for being a great help for my training. Well on my way to super fitness.
Well, yeah, to refresh, Tabata bodyweight squats are pretty straightforward. You perform as many reps in 20 seconds as possible. Then you rest for 10 seconds and repeat that for up to 8 rounds. Now, that sounds easy enough. Not so easy when you try it. Most people don't last more than 4 rounds first time out of the gate. It's incredibly taxing, not just to your muscles and the burn that builds up, but also the cardiovascular system. The relevant question here, though, is this. How often can you perform them? That's completely individual as it comes down to one's recovery ability. Now, in the days following one of these sessions, early on anyway, your legs feel damn sore and the DOMS lingers longer than you'd think. Now, things get better as you get fitter, but it's daunting trying to top yourself day in and day out. In fact, forget about performing these daily. You'll find your numbers going backwards real fast. Most trainees will be able to squat in this fashion twice a week and make gains pretty regularly. The key is exercise placement because it makes all the difference. And here, I'm referring to performing them either first or last as a finisher on your leg day. Now, of those two, I favor using them as a finisher. Because while it's true you'll be spent from all your weighted squatting, etc., at least it's consistent. It's also fantastic for endorphin release, fat loss, conditioning, and leaving the gym flooded with those feel-good endorphins and dopamine. If you can do it consistently, you will not only grow muscle, you will be among the finest conditioned athletes in your gym.
Yeah, Tabata squats are tough. They really are.
Unreal.
Scott Bohan. Is it Bohan or Bojan? B-O-J-A-N. You know?
I'll go with Bojan.
Okay, and I'll say Bohan, so one of us is right. My protein supplier said they are repackaging their whey protein in bags and selling 2.5-pound containers that have a better amino acid profile. The price will be $99 for 2.5 pounds. He says you use less because of the new amino acid profile. Is that true? Oh, that sounds like BS to me.
Well, no, Scott, it's not true. But it is indicative of the point I brought up, I think, 2 weeks ago. There are all kinds of shenanigans going on right now with protein powders. Everything from spiking the nitrogen content with isolated aminos to junk carb fillers. People are not getting what they pay for. And I sent that list last week to members of the Blueprint Army showing 20 proteins that were tested. Two of them contain only two, contain 90% or more of label claim.
Anthony Roberts sent me a link a couple days ago, maybe a week ago. Some big chain like Walgreens or somebody like that, their protein powder didn't meet label claims.
There were some big names.
But you know why this is, right? Because if you go upstream, you'll find there's just two or three companies in the world supplying everybody with their protein.
Right.
It's just amazing to me that none of the companies that are co-packing have taken the time to test before they buy from these big companies. But then I guess they figure, hey, there's no other choices. What do? If you find out it's no good, you stop making protein powder.
Yeah. And if you think you're safe because you were paying top dollar, think again. There were some big, I'll use the word huge, names on that list.
And not all of them were from out of the country. Some of them were American whey companies as well, you know? So,
yeah.
Read between the lines. But I mean, it's amazing to me. There's nothing, I mean, when you buy whey protein, and this is why I have so much respect for Quest Protein, Quest Nutrition. Because they have created relationships with organizations and they manufacture and test everything in their own facility. They're not depending on a co-packer, which is another issue. You know, the co-packer could be, in an effort to meet your pricing that you want to pay for a jug, doing some dastardly things. I got an email from somebody the other day with another Chromadex test from a very, very popular company. That they only 39% of the protein that was supposed to be in their whey is actually in there.
Oh, man. Well, the move to smaller size bags that he mentioned versus jugs, which were sold before, was likely to save money on shipping.
Yeah.
If you've ever, right, if you've ever seen the bill for a bulk order of protein arriving from a supplier to a supplement company, you would be shocked. Absolutely shocked. Now, you'll also note this company no longer sells 5-pound tubs, which is another cost-cutting measure, to say nothing of the sticker shock that was on that.
Yeah, $200 for a 5-pound jug. I mean, come on.
Yeah, whey just keeps going up and up and up.
And that's so not, and that doesn't mean it's getting better and better and better. That's the sad part.
Yeah, so I'm sure it put the price of the 5-pounder even out of reach. Finally, the better amino acid profile spin, highly unlikely. The only way the amino acid profile could be different is if they meddled with it and added more of one, less of another, etc. Now, this company barks loud about their whey being all natural. There's nothing natural about manipulating an amino acid profile if that's what they're up to. You know, it comes out of the cow,
right?
In a very consistent way,
right? So, no pun intended. in a very consistent way, no pun intended.
Maybe they found better cows. I don't know.
Yeah, they have it. Monsanto is now genetically modifying cows that produce higher amino acid ratios in their milk.
You know, and really, $100 for 2.5 pounds of whey.
Well, now wait a minute. There could be a legitimate reason why they're saying this, and I just thought of it.
Okay.
What if their original whey protein did not meet the label claims? Let's say their original whey protein said it was supposed to be 25 grams of protein per scoop, and it was actually only 6 or 7, right? So theoretically, right, their new protein does have more amino acids in it because maybe it really is meeting label claims now.
You know what? That is a distinct possibility, and I'll go so far as to say a likely possibility.
Hey, yeah, no, you don't need as much of this because the stuff we sold you for the past couple years, that was complete crap.
Yeah.
And if you like that, this is really going to you're going to really like this stuff. So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, if it was me, I would weigh the cost to benefit ratio here carefully. You know, again, $100 for 2.5 pounds or whatever, unless it's doing something drug-like for you, your money is better spent elsewhere. And there are at least two other proteins that are a lot cheaper that have been sold for decades, and they've always met label claims.
But you won't learn about those unless you get on the list of the blueprint bulletin. So there you go. That'll save you money right there. We have to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to, I guess we're going to have to go right to the blueprint tip of the day.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Rob Regish.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on
to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. All right. Check this out.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Dr. Marwan El Ghosh will join us to talk about body fat patterns and distribution in individuals who have suffered from anorexia nervosa. Interesting discussion. The blueprint tip of the day, consolidation training. How little exercise can you gain from? So this is all about the smallest effective dose, which we like.
Yeah, exactly. And exercise is powerful medicine. So, you know, most of us are in the habit of drudging to the gym to perform an hour or more of exercise. It's not uncommon to spend that hour using 4, 5 or more exercises and maybe throwing additional work on top of that. And I'm talking things like biceps, triceps, calves, and other weak point work. 3 days a week isn't uncommon, sometimes 4 or more. I think instinctively people realize working out all day, every day, or close to it, is detrimental. Yet, how many have asked themselves this question? How little exercise can I perform and still make progress? It's not a cop-out, but rather a valid question to be answered.
Intelligent question, right?
I mean,
think of it from the work expenditure income level. So would you rather work 80 hours a week for $100 a week? Would you rather work 1 hour a week for $100 a week?
Yeah.
If all you can make is $100 a week.
Exactly. You know, life gets busy at some point, and your energy reserves dwindle every year you age. So at some point, you need to establish the lowest dose of exercise that yields results, just like you would aspirin for a headache. You know, you don't need the whole bottle, just 1 or 2 pills. So let's talk about that. I suspect, and I have seen, training twice a week would be the minimum for most people to train and still gain. In fact, twice a week is some guys will absolutely explode with new size and strength by switching, just by switching to twice a week. You know, I'm talking weights here, not cardio. And the next question is, how long or short can that training session be? That's a tough one to answer, but after warm-ups, I think 30 to 45 minutes at most is ideal. You know, you really can't work past that point if you're busting tail, as intensity and duration are mutually exclusive. Nobody sprints for a mile. So how about exercises? You know, it's a sure bet here that compound movements have to be used. Big barbell lifts like the bench, squat, and deadlift, and their variations, dips, chins, pullovers, rows of all sorts, and barbell glute bridges, in my opinion, are ideal. That handful of exercises works the entire body. It stimulates maximum hormone release and fine-tunes the central nervous system, particularly if working in the 90th percentile of one rep max, which is to say the 1 to 3 rep range. Just don't do it for any more than a couple of weeks. A push-pull split is time-honored, and it works well, really, really well. Yet, you know, with 30 to 45 minutes max, how many exercises really are we talking? Truly, or truthfully rather, 2 or 3, maybe 4. Trap bar deadlifts followed by pullovers and chins is a hell of a legs and back workout. Everything from the back of your neck down to your Achilles tendon gets worked, and through multiple planes of motion at that. These kind of workouts impart a very thick, dense look to the muscle, something no amount of work, however long, on lesser exercises can duplicate. Finally, we get to intensity. Now, there's a school of thought that one set to absolute muscular failure is enough, and that's called HIIT, or high-intensity training, originally introduced by Arthur Jones in this country, and his protege, one of them, was Mike Mentzer. He picked up the torch. Mike, unfortunately, has passed away, and today Pete Sisko has carried that, really, I think, to the nth degree in the form of either power factor training or static contraction training. Whatever your feelings on the matter, it really is a worthwhile experiment, especially if you've been volume training for any length of time. Some of the most explosive gains that I have ever seen and experienced myself are in trainees that they switch to this minimalist training after a volume phase. The body's adaptive energies are peaked, and you finally give it the time it needs to play catch up, and you add a lot of muscle and strength. So my challenge to you is this: try it for a month and see for yourself. You just may wind up a believer, like a lot of people. And one warning to those that do, please don't become a HIIT Jedi, which is to say you won't even entertain any other training system. Everything works for a while. You need many different arrows in your training quiver. This is one of them, but it's also one of the most powerful. Use it. You're going to wind up a believer yourself.
Good advice.
Well, you know, I've had to do this lately out of necessity, given my schedule. And it's a mix, frankly, of body weight training, some full range movements, and static holds. And I can honestly tell you that every session, and this has been going on for 3 weeks, I've made not just jumps, but very, very significant jumps in the amount of weight that I've been able to move and therefore overload. One thing you do need to be cautious of when you're coming off of HIIT and transitioning to another program, your work capacity is going to be in the dumper, which which is to say your ability to perform multiple sets, it's going to take some time before you're able to do that again and do it justice, simply because you've been pouring everything into that one work set. And that, the ability to do that mentally and physically is an art, and it's more appropriate to call it an acquired skill. You will not be able to do it first time out of the gate, simply because you haven't been pushing your body to that extreme. You've been performing multiple sets, and de facto, you've had to save a little bit at the end of each set to make it through those multiple sets.
Yeah.
After about, I would say, in the advanced trainee, 2 weeks, and in somebody less advanced, I would say 3 weeks, you will be able to perform a true set to absolute muscular failure. And here I'm talking about concentric failure. Remember, there are two other levels that still exist, because once your concentric strength is tapped out, you still have static strength. You can hold the movement in the contracted position. And once that strength gives out, you still have eccentric or lowering strength, where you can burn that out too. And boy, I think I'd mentioned this last week. For those that are skeptical, try that on a set of palms up, close grip chins, weighted chins. Go to concentric failure where you can't get another rep in good form. Have somebody assist you or jump up and hold your chin above the bar for as long as you can with that weight between your legs. And then lower yourself going to eccentric failure. That'll probably take another 2, 3, sometimes 4 tries. But when you are done, there is no question that you have delivered overload in spades, which is the physiological trigger for muscle growth.
And on that note, we must say goodbye. But you can keep in touch with Coach Rob Regish by going to his website, coachrobregish.com. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Sure.
Hopefully next week I'll feel better, too.
Yeah. Check out the special on my website, too, coachrobregish.com. Doesn't come around often.
Okay, stay tuned. And when we come back, I've got this tens unit on right now, and it's making my entire arm move. I can't even go into the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
About recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about
about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We all know somebody who has suffered from an eating disorder. And the aftermath of recovery is not the end. It's a continuous process. My next guest is Dr. Marwan El Ghosh. And we're talking to him. You're in Bologna, Italy today, right? Are you? I'm sorry. I had your microphone. Where are we talking to you from today, Dr. El Ghosh?
I work in Pisagalzo Hospital. It's a hospital in Garda, which is a small city, the Roman Verona, the city of Roman Juliet.
Okay.
And I work in the Department of Eating Disorders.
Okay, let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about eating disorders. This is a very, very big problem, especially here in the United States.
Exactly. Before talking about our topic, which is the body fat distribution, I would like to give you some numbers to be aware about the gravity of eating disorder. Something like 24 million of people of all ages and genders suffer from eating disorders in the U.S. In addition, eating disorders have the highest mortality rate of any mental illness. But particularly, anorexia nervosa is a healthy problem common in adolescents and young adults.
You know what, Dr. El Ghosh, we for some reason we have a terrible phone connection, and I apologize for this. Here's what I'd like to do. Just stay on the phone for a second and give me a second. We're going to play a little music here, and just bear with me, audience. We will get this straightened out. Sit tight.
Look, if you had
vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, wow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's broke. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't pass.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot.
Okay, thank you to everybody for standing by, because this sounds a lot better. Okay, Dr. El Ghosh, let's start again talking about the, oh my goodness, it sounds like you're right in the studio. Talk to me about the prevalence of these types of eating disorders, please.
I was telling you before, like 24 million of people of all ages and genders suffer from eating disorder in the States. In addition, eating disorders have the highest mortality rate of any mental illness, but particularly anorexia nervosa is a health problem common in adolescents and young adults, associated with physical and psychosocial morbidity and increased risk of mortality. In the general population, this disorder have a lifetime prevalence of roughly 0.6%. And it causes is not yet completely clear, and as such, it remains difficult to treat. Moreover, Carl, it's characterized by high rates of relapse after inpatient treatment, especially in adult patients. And one of the cardinal aspects of anorexia nervosa is the fear of gaining weight and becoming fat, which lead these patients to energy restriction and weight loss. As you know, obviously, by losing weight, the weight loss is associated by the loss of both lean and fat masses.
Right.
Without going through the treatment in details, body weight restoration, associated by the normalization of lean and fat masses, is the most important, is a key strategy in the treatment of anorexia nervosa. And in, I would like to underline the importance of the body fat restoration, which is a fundamental to resume physiologic process. For example, the menstrual cycle, reproductive function, good bone health, and many other physiologic functions.
Now, when first of all, does anorexia nervosa affect men? I always ever see women who seem to be affected by it.
Yes, for sure. About 10 to 15% of patients are from are males.
Ah, okay. That was just a thought of mine. Okay, so you're a clinician and you work looking at the implications of these individuals who recover from suffering from anorexia nervosa, and you've discovered that there's a specific fat accumulation pattern or signature that occurs after they recover, correct?
Exactly. As you know, Carl, I'm a clinician. As you told before, I'm a clinician, and in this interview, I would like to talk about the clinical implications of body fat assessment in this population. You know,
okay.
I'm not an expert in the function of this tissue, but I can talk about the clinical implication. I can tell you in this context, my patients during the treatment, during weight restoration, due to body fat. They ask me two questions. The first one, if they are gaining only fat, because some patients are convinced to gain only fat. The other important question that I receive frequently, they ask me if the body weight gain and the body fat gain is well distributed.
Mm-hmm. Evenly.
And this is due to the eating disorder psychopathology, because they, as you know, there is an over-evaluation of weight and shape in eating disorder in general, and in particular in anorexia nervosa. For this reason, they have these two questions actually from the eating disorder psychopathology, you know?
Yeah, because in other words, the clinical term is body dysmorphia. What they see their body as and what their body really looks like is very, very different. So in order for them to even, most of these individuals, I have to assume, are at near death, and they are rescued somehow and convinced that they need to start begin eating. So they're going to ask these questions. Well, if I start eating again, am I going to just put on fat, you know, only? Am I going to, what's my body going to look like? Because they're so fixated on their body that they forget any of the physiological functions of the body. So I can understand why they would ask you these questions. Now,
exactly.
do they appear to be resistant to, do they prefer to have an even layer of body fat accumulate so that they look somehow, what's the word I'm looking for, in proportions that they are at the moment when they make the decision to recover?
I think we don't have time to speak about the treatment, but the process of engaging a patient with eating disorder to start treatment is a very complex process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Patient must be prepared in order to be ready to face a treatment. It's a really tough task.
Right.
Before convincing patient to start, there is a huge, enormous psychological work in order to engage these patients, you know. As I've told you before, these patients are characterized by the over evaluation of weight and shape. For this reason, mm-hmm. they have high concerns due to these two aspects, you know.
Interesting. So now I noticed from the abstract of the paper that there are different classifications of the actual body fat signature that will accumulate in recovery. And it also is predicted or predictable as a result of whether they suffered from adolescent anorexia nervosa or adult anorexia nervosa. I found that very intriguing.
Exactly. This is a point of debate, the difference between body composition or body fat distribution between adolescent and adults. You know, as you've noticed from our paper, there is some difference between the two population. But I think that these results must be interpreted with caution, you know. And I think some data needs further replication before considering mm-hmm. this difference.
Okay.
In any way, I would like to start by telling you that the first studies conducted on body composition in patients with anorexia nervosa has been conducted in the last 80s and the early 90s, approximately. We are talking about observational studies that have reported that patients with anorexia nervosa after weight restoration may not gain weight in an evenly distributed patterns.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there may be a tendency to deposit more fat in the trunk, in the android region, in the abdominal region, compared to the extremities, for example, arms mm-hmm. and legs. And in that year, Carl, this discovery was somehow strange, you know, and not expected, because we used to see this type of body fat distribution in other populations, for example, in overweight patients and in patients who are suffering from obesity.
Uh-huh.
And this have created really a debate in the scientific society between scientists who are studying this issue, you know, because they come out with a lot of questions with no answers, you know.
Well, I want to talk more about this. We have to take a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to pick up from this point here and discuss this unique signature that these individuals seem to bear out as they start to regain and recover from anorexia nervosa. We're talking right now with Dr. Marwan El Ghosh. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about body fat distribution in individuals who recover from anorexia nervosa with Dr. Marwan El Ghosh. Okay, so you talk about trunk fat, that they appear to accumulate the recovery fat in the trunk. Is this also visceral fat, the most harmful fat that we know of because it crowds organs and it seems to produce some hormones and stuff like that?
Exactly, exactly. It's a visceral fat, you know. It's in the trunk region, but specifically, it's a visceral fat.
See, this makes complete sense to me. Okay, when I read your research, I thought I looked at it from an evolutionary standpoint, right? So,
yeah.
The body doesn't know that we're inflicting this starvation on it, so it assumes that the environment does not have enough to sustain our life, and then when we bounce back from that, the body goes, "Wow, we may see another episode of this starvation, if you will." So yeah, we need to make a lot of fat with whatever we get initially, and we need to store it deep, deep hidden away. We see this in individuals who go for liposuction. So individuals who go for radical liposuction, they have the fat sucked out of their thighs, their buttocks, their hips, their belly, their chest, their shoulder. In about 4 or 5 years, they reaccumulate the fat, but it's visceral. The body goes, "Oh, I'm afraid you may steal me again, so I'm going to put it in here where you can't get it." Mm-hmm. So this makes perfect sense when someone has done this type of physiological alteration to their body. The body goes, "Okay, everything that we eat, we need to turn into fat because we may run into another starvation period again."
Mm-hmm. Carl, if we look to the scientific research that have tried to explain the reason behind this fat distribution, till now they didn't have discovered the main reason of this
phenomenon,
fat distribution, right, exactly in this population. Even though some authors have speculated that it might be from estrogen deficiency, for example, in underweight patients. Mm-hmm. Others have talked about high weight rate gain, okay? And others have talked about the type of diet, and others have spoken about absence of physical activity may explain this fat accumulation. I can tell you firmly that all these are hypotheses, and there is no demonstration, you know.
Right.
We are talking about speculation only. The unique evidence that may explain the adiposity distribution has been published 10 years ago by Greenspoon and colleagues from the General Hospital of Harvard, the General Hospital and Harvard Medical School in Boston.
Right.
And they reported a significant correlation between urinary free cortisol and the trunk fat percentage after weight regain in patients with anorexia nervosa. You know, and this makes also sense because the excess of cortisol may lead to a central accumulation.
Right.
As you know, okay?
Right.
And moreover, in the same study, they have administered oral estrogen, but this administration was not able to prevent such distribution. Okay, this is the scientific evidence about this body fat distribution in this particular population.
Right, right. Interesting. Now, when the individual recovers from anorexia nervosa, the patient, when they recover and they start to regain weight, is there a preference by the body to make as much fat and very little lean muscle, or do they also start to regain lean body mass as well?
It's a good question, you know. A lot of research has been done on this issue particularly. Before the body fat distribution, they have studied the total body fat and the total body lean mass, okay, before studying the distribution, okay. I can tell you that with complete weight restoration, patients with anorexia nervosa restore completely both fat and lean masses.
Good.
When compared with healthy controlled mass by age and BMI. Hence, patients put on fat and also lean mass. And I want to tell you another thing, that the quantity of fat, I mean the total fat the total body fat do not exceed as quantity the controls. We are not talking about quantity. We are talking about fat distribution. The problem is the fat distribution. They don't have more fat.
Right. It's just where it goes. I see what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Carl. Exactly.
Yeah. So, and it's really interesting. But again, from an evolutionary standpoint, a lot of this makes sense to me. In fact, I talked to Elisa about this interview a few days ago, and I said, you know, it strikes me from an evolutionary perspective why the body reacts the way it does and what it does when you reinitiate a normal dietary pattern with these individuals. But the good news is that they will regain lean mass as well, which is very, very positive, because I was worried that, you know, we know that there's alterations that occur in the brain in the obese population.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there are alterations that occur in the brain in those who suffer from anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa. So we know that the brain, the part of the brain that is making someone fixate on a body image is not necessarily the part of the brain that changes, that makes this desire permanent from a metabolic standpoint. And so we know that these individuals undergo brain function changes that repartition nutrients differently and so on. And so I wondered if they regained lean mass, but it made perfect sense to me that once food was reinitiated in the early stages of their recovery, that they would produce a lot of fat, and they would produce it in a place where you couldn't get at it easily.
Exactly.
And it made perfect sense. Made perfect sense.
I agree with you completely. And as you say, they used to gain lean and fat mass, both of them. For this reason, also for the resting energy expenditure, because there is a correlation between the lean mass and the resting energy expenditure. When patients regain weight, which is really the key strategy of anorexia nervosa treatment, they return to have that normal physiologic
metabolism.
Exactly.
How long does it take, Dr. El-Ghosh, how long does this individual have to be on the right path for the reestablishment of a normal baseline metabolic rate?
I didn't study this aspect. I don't know exactly when this process will start. Even if in literature there is some studies that they talk about a hypermetabolic period where patients with anorexia nervosa have a very high resting metabolic rate during the process of weight regain. Uh-huh. But actually, I'm not sure about when. I can tell you that when patients restore their weight, they restore their physiologic processes in general.
I want you to stay with me through the break, because I have another idea I want to discuss with you about the similarities between obese individuals and individuals who suffer from anorexia nervosa as it relates to what we were just talking about, resting metabolic rate. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Marwan El Ghosh. We're talking about body fat distribution in individuals recovering from anorexia nervosa. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so I know an area of your study is in physical activity and resting energy expenditure. One of the things that just dawned on me while we were discussing this is that we know that obese individuals have a lower resting metabolic rate.
Correct.
That causes a conservation of body fat.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know that those who suffer from anorexia nervosa at some point in time experience the same reduced metabolic rate, but exactly. The body is doing it for a different reason. Now, the body is doing it in that case because the body is afraid that it doesn't have the resources to expend energy.
Exactly. It's a good question, you know. I will start from anorexia nervosa patients, and after that I will speak about obesity.
Okay.
In anorexia nervosa patients, in underweight, you know, they lose both lean and fat masses, and that can explain the low resting energy expenditure. Mm-hmm. Okay, they don't have mass, they don't have muscle. Okay, for this reason, the metabolic, the resting metabolic rate is low. In the patients who are suffering from obesity, that situation is somehow complex. As you know, there is an excess of fat mass, and this is true. But there is also the sarcopenic obesity, for example. No, I don't know if you... there are patients that they lose also lean mass. Okay, they have an excess of fat mass, and they also have a reduced lean mass, muscles.
Really?
And yes, exactly. And this can explain the lowered resting
metabolic rate. Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There is substitution the muscle in the patient suffer by obesity is occupied, okay, by fat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It becomes fat infiltration of the muscle. That's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is, it's called, the situation is a sarcopenic obesity.
Sarcopenic obesity. I see now. Yeah. Yeah. Because we talk about how fat infiltrates everything when you become obese, the liver, the muscles, the brain, everything. I mean, everything
exactly.
becomes infiltrated. Interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you hope, layperson and clinicians take away from this particular paper that you authored?
You know, I and my colleagues in Villa Garda Hospital have tried in our systematic review published recently, as you can see in the Journal of Nutrients, entitled Anorexia Nervosa and Body Fat Distribution, to summarize the evolution of the research in this field, okay, and to try to answer on some questions, okay. As you've asked me before, if patients with anorexia nervosa gain only fat or they gain fat and lean mass, and we have answered this aspect.
Right.
Is it true that after immediate weight restoration, patients with anorexia nervosa have a central fat adiposity, and why it's happened? This is another question, and we have answer on this question, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another question, I think that if it is a permanent situation, you know, patients immediately after weight recovery have this central adiposity. Is it permanent or a transitory situation? This is another question. And we have mentioned in our study a recent paper published in 2009 in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition by the group of Meyer and colleagues from Columbia University. And in this study, they report that the body fat distribution seems to normalize after 1 year of complete weight maintenance, okay, of a maintenance of normal weight. And this finding indicates that the preferential central distribution of fat mass is transitory phenomena.
Interesting.
Associated only by the acute phase of weight regain. And this really is great news, you know.
But again, Dr. El-Ghosh, it makes perfect sense from an evolutionary standpoint, because in the initial stages of, let's say, for lack of better terms, refeeding, the body goes, okay, this is... not customary. We usually are starving, so we need to store as much fat centrally away from where anybody can get at it as quickly as possible. But then, and we see this even in bodybuilders, when food becomes abundant, the body normalizes. It goes, oh, so this is my new normal environment. I don't have to store everything centrally. I can let some body fat be stored peripherally, and I can start to rebuild muscle, and I can, because this becomes the new normal for the body. So it makes perfect sense. In the initial stages of refeeding, the body still thinks there's a starvation period coming. When it finally gets to that comfort period, which could be a year, maybe longer, or maybe shorter for that individual, and it goes, oh, so we have abundance now. We're not going to starve anymore. We can change the way we handle the partitioning of nutrients now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree correctly with you.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, I applaud your work. I think, as you point out, also, I predict that your research on this particular eating disorder has far-reaching implications within the average population to better understand people who seem to store body fat differently. We know there's a lot of body fat signatures that have hormonal influences.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we know that obese individuals store body fat viscerally as well. We don't think of the obese individual as a malnourished individual, but they really are. But their malnourishment comes from situations, or should I say in situ starvation. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is as they become more and more insulin resistant, the body thinks that it can't get enough of what it needs because what it needs can't get into the cell. It doesn't matter if you have if you have $1 million, but you can't access it, you're broke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if the energy is not liquid, and what I mean by liquid, I mean available to the body thinks it's starving. It's going to do some of these same things.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I agree with you exactly.
Good work. Very, very good work. And I appreciate you taking time to come on the show today to talk about this. And you're welcome back anytime you have more research to talk about, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care, Dr. Elgosh.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. So there you have it. Good discussion. And I predict it's going to mean a lot more within the community of those of us who – I got to take my TENS unit off. It's making my hand – I look like I have a nervous disorder. But anyway, it's a lot of people are probably thinking, why are we talking about anorexia nervosa? Well, first of all, there's people out in the audience that have eating disorders. But more importantly, I have a feeling that this information is going to answer a lot of questions within the average person who has a certain body fat signature. Anyway, also want to thank Coach Rob Regish today for coming on during the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to his website, CoachRobRegish.com. And, of course, Dr. Marwan Elgosh. For joining us all the way from beautiful Italy. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.